We brought you a story a few weeks ago regarding the fact that PRASA, the rail agency that we rely on, that governs Metro Rail, that gets us to and from work at the most cost-effective level, if and only they could just do their damn job, actually has reported some, at that time, almost 3,000 workers that were ghost workers. In other words, these people do not exist. They had been established and created, as we understand it, by employees and politicians within PRASA, and it was a way for them to funnel monies from the government as a salary to their own pockets, over and above the salaries that they were already earning. It is not just disgusting, it is not just disappointing, it's not just poor practice as a member of public service, but it's also cruel. In the environment in which South Africa lives, where the government is grappling to find money in order to pay out in social security grants for those who are not employed, grappling in order to find employment, that people are just paying out salaries, and as it turns out, grappling to pay actual salaries that are earned, as I say, at Denel. It's probably the most painful story in South Africa's history, is Denel employees who for two years, were just told, you shall not be paid. We have heard critically painful stories of employees of Denel pursuing suicide, sleeping in their cars, kind of selling the strangest of effects of their own lives in order to survive. Because this, as engineers, as scientists, as employees, they were not being paid by Denel. But at the same time, over down the road at Transnet, complete ghosts were being paid salaries, doubling up. It's 12 minutes past 7. Let's hear from Brett Heron exactly how this played out, because it's difficult to believe. Here's the lead.
Breakfast with Refilwe Mulata
on Cape Talk.
Brett Heron is not only a member of the Western Cape Provincial Legislature, he's also Secretary General of the Good Party. Brett, it's always a pleasure to have your insight and effective research on the show. How are you doing this morning?
I'm good, thanks. How are you, Refilwe?
Excellent, thank you. So let's talk a little bit about how Minister Fikile Mbalula actually admits, after we heard a little while ago that this wasn't the case, that ghost workers continue to exist at PRASA.
Well, the minister informed SCOPA, the Standing Committee on Public Accounts in Parliament, in March, that these ghost workers had been discovered and that payment had been stopped to them in December last year. So I asked some parliamentary questions just to clarify that this had in fact happened, and whether any investigation had been done with regards to identifying who these ghost employees were. In other words, were they already employees of the state? And then the answer was quite surprising, because it contradicts completely what he told SCOPA. The most shocking part being that they are still being paid. Their salaries were not stopped in December. So we're talking probably several hundreds of millions of rands, maybe even half a billion rand, just since December. That have been paid out, despite knowing that these employees don't exist.
Brett, just help us understand here. I mean, the amounts obviously matter, and I want to come back to that. But just help me understand the number of employees. So the first reports that came out said some 3,000 employees. Then I think a few weeks ago, PRASA was saying, look, we're not so sure that that's the number. Where are we now in terms of the number of people who may well be registered as employees of PRASA, even though they do not exist?
Well, the most recent number that I have seen was 3,000, or around 3,000. And that was the number that I used in my parliamentary question to the minister. Yes. The minister didn't come back and say, no, it's not 3,000, it's 2,000 or it's 1,000. In reply, he basically said that these employees had not been referred to the Public Service and Administration Department to check whether they were already state employees somewhere else in the state administration. And again, as I say, he indicated that their salaries had not been stopped. So as far as I know, the most recent number is about 3,000.
All right. So Brett, as I understand it, I stand corrected, if you will correct me, I think PRASA in total has some 17,000 employees?
Yeah, that was the number that both PRASA referred to when they addressed SCOPA, which I think was in February, and then the minister was before SCOPA in March, and they were talking 16,995, so yes, 17,000 employees.
So 3,000 is some 20% almost.
Yes.
So how do you miss 20% of your payroll? Like a 20% increase in your payroll, and when did these 3,000 start getting paid? Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, how did nobody pick that up?
I mean, it's bewildering. The whole thing is bizarre and bewildering that it happened. I mean, we know that PRASA has struggled for a long time with maladministration, with stability of leadership. I mean, they've had in the last 6 or 7 years probably about 8 acting group CEOs. So there's huge management and leadership issues at PRASA. I don't understand how 3,000 people, if they exist, were added to the payroll but don't perform any tasks. This operation Show Yourself, where employees were asked to present themselves and explain what they were doing in order to identify whether they were ghost employees, is quite a bizarre process for any employer to undertake. But in any event, that process resulted them in coming to the conclusion that they had 3,000 people on the payroll, or names on the payroll, or bank accounts on the payroll, where there are no employees doing any work.
Sorry, Operation What is like a specialty of Fikile Malula. I don't think there's a need for that when, as you say, there are bank accounts that a forensic investigation could just track.
Well, exactly. I mean, whatever the operation, I mean, you know, we in South Africa, we love the names for all kinds of things. But as you said, I mean, people have bank accounts, and there were salary transfers being done monthly into these bank accounts. I think the part of the what needs an explanation from the minister and from PRASA is that this was, as far as I can see, first announced publicly in about December last year. And then, as I say, the minister confirms that in March this year, he confirms that the salaries were stopped in December last year. So if they discovered this in December at the latest or the earliest, I can't figure which one it is, but I mean, if they discovered it in December and allowed the payments to continue and are still continuing, according to the answer I got on Friday to my parliamentary question, and if, you know, I don't know what salaries these employees are earning, but even if they're earning on average 20,000 rand per month gross, we're talking almost half a billion rand that's been paid out since December to an entity by an entity that is struggling financially, that is suffering huge losses because of revenue loss, because their trains are not operating properly. So it's a huge failure of governance and a massive waste of resources that could have been used elsewhere.
Certainly could. Brett, I'm hoping that we get these answers. When do you anticipate them?
Well, I've received the first lot of answers, which confirms exactly what I'm telling you now.
Yes.
I've submitted follow-up questions to find out what the amount is now that has been paid to these ghost workers.
Okay.
So we'll, you know, as soon as we have those answers, we can share them.
Thank you very much for holding this governing party to account. That's the work of parliamentarians. We appreciate that. Thank you so much. Member of Parliament, Brett Herron, as well as Secretary General of the Good Party.